to 13 degrees Celsius. Now, on Saturday, the wind turns more southeasterly. Some early mist and fog around. That's all going to lift and clear. It'll be dry with some decent spells of sunshine with a small chance of a shower across southern Scotland and eastern areas of Northern Ireland. But a lot of the sunshine on Saturday, I think, could be quite hazy. There will be some high cloud in the way, but generally it's feeling warmer again with top temperatures peaking at 18 to 22 degrees Celsius. That's the forecast.
Elizabeth Rizzini, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 5th of September. The general synopsis at midnight: Atlantic low 1004, expected 250 miles west of Seoul 994 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking south veering west or southwest for a time 2 to 4. Thundery showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. North at Cirra, south at Cirra. Southerly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in south at Cirra. Thundery showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West, backing southwest, then south later, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, 4 or 5, veering west or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Humber, west, 4 or 5, backing south, 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Thames, Dover, White. West, 3 to 5, becoming variable, then south or southeast later, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. West 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, good. Biscay, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in south. Mainly fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5 for a time. Fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 or 5, then backing southeasterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West backing southwest 3 to 5, then backing south 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Shannon, southwest, backing south, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southwest, 5 or 6, increasing 7 at times, except in Malin. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest, 3 to 5, backing south, 4 to 6. Showers, rain later in Faroes, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by south, 3. 19 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 3. Rain, 1600 metres, 1006, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south, 2. 13 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Lucas, west southwest, 3. 24 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 2. 1011, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by north, 5. 11 miles, 1,015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 4. 11 miles, 1,016. Jersey, west by north, 3. 12 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west, 4. 5 miles, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, west 3, recent rain, 11 miles, 1,018, rising more slowly. Valentia, southwest 2, 19 miles, 1,016, now rising. Ronald's Way, west-southwest, 3. 13 miles, 1,013, rising. Malin Head, southwest, 4. Slight showers, 16 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 5th of September. The general situation, the United Kingdom currently lies in a light to moderate westerly airflow, with just the odd shower or strong gust affecting northwestern coasts at times. As pressure gradually rises to the southeast through today, the flow will back southerly or southwesterly before strong southeasterly winds arrive into the west on Saturday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest backing south, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time near Cape Wrath. Showers becoming fair in east, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West backing southwest, then backing south later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 4 or 5, backing southwest, but becoming variable at times 2 to 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly, backing southwesterly, then backing southeasterly later, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West, backing southwest, then backing southeast later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West, backing southwest, 2 to 4, then backing southeast, 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West, backing southwest, 3 or 4, then backing south or southeast, 4 or 5 later, becoming variable 3 or less at times later in the Bristol Channel. Mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West, 3 or 4, backing southwest, then southeast later, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West, backing southwest, 3 or 4, then backing south or southeast, 4 or 5 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man. West or southwest, backing south or southwest, 3 to 5, backing south or southeast, 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwest, backing south, 3 to 5. Showers at first in north, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly, 3 to 5. Showers at first, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest, backing south later, 3 to 5, then backing southeast, 5 or 6 later. Showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest, backing south, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers, good. Finally, Shetland Isles, southerly, veering southwesterly for a time, 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times in west. Showers at first, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for prayer for the day, presented by Reverend Leslie Ann Wilson.
Good morning. I taught business English in Tokyo for the summer of 1994. A group of four young women in their early 20s came every week. They worked together in admin and had very high expectations of being married before they reached the age of 24. They were shocked when they found out that I was 27 and unmarried. One woman blurted out, "Why are you no married at 27? Is big problem for you?" I shared that like them, I thought that I would be married, but it didn't work out, so I decided to go travelling instead. Another woman giggled and said, "In Japan, we have a special name for you. We call you Christmas cake because you go off after the 25th. I laughed and said, well, there's a whole lot more life to be lived before I go off. Singleness has given me opportunities that I wouldn't have enjoyed otherwise, except I didn't expect that I would still be single all these years later. Paul speaks positively of singleness as a gift, but for me there have been seasons of struggle when singleness is unwanted and something to be navigated. But God understands. He loves each one of us as his beloved child. Perhaps this weekend you can have courage to make a phone call or arrange a meet-up with a friend. If it seems like there are 1,000 steps to take, you only need to take one, and God will take 999. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May he give you courage to reach out beyond the loneliness to connect with others this weekend. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented by Reverend Leslie Ann Wilson. Now, Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, after a bad year for cereal growing, straw is short in every sense.
The worst field I had was a 75-acre field. I put all the barley straw on one lorry, which was 25 ton. I would like 100 ton average.
It'll mean increased costs for livestock farmers. And as party conference season begins, is reform sensing opportunity in rural and coastal communities? But let's start with a farm which uses insects to help grow fruit. Hugh Lowe Farms in Kent has been growing soft fruit for more than 100 years and has been run by the same family since the late 19th century. It produces 250 tonnes of strawberries a week, as well as raspberries and blackberries. It also has arable land, salad crops, meadows and woodlands.